Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And now,
Cam, I'm your number one fan when it talks to getting you an extension.
Lickety lick.
Promise you, if you need any help on getting a new deal, Wiggy is the guy.
Yeah. Lick, lick, lick.
Cultural change is hard.
I've dealt with Belichick before, and I know his sweet spot.
What is it, Subway? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of their super dupers or whatever.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys.
Be careful. Be careful. Right.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Sports Hardo Greg Hill.
You feel like at some point during, I don't want to distract you, but at some point during the season, you'd be willing to dress me. I'm not, you know, these guys make fun of my white t-shirt. And
he needs help, man. Really needs help,
bro. Would you be willing to, at some point, give me some advice?
So pathetic.
We get him a nice fresh fedora is what we needed to.
Can you imagine?
You know, a little Roly with some ice in it.
Awkward. Featuring resident know-it-all, Danielle Murr.
Here's a text that says Wiggy is the problem.
Wig's out.
Ruining sports radio.
Tell that man to shut up.
All right.
Shut Wiggy's mic off. Between him, Ken, and Curtis, this show is unlistenable.
It's awful. I never listen, except for the 50 times I text every morning.
The other two don't know anything about sports. What are you doing over there?
Joined by...
They jell of us else.
Wiggy.
Actually, just real quick, I want to know if you are familiar with the career of Jermaine Wiggins, who you speak to on this show.
I do believe that he was a living legend and played tight end here. A local legend at that as well. So.
There you go.
And behind the glass, two bald morons, Ken and Curtis.
Isn't it like you're at Thanksgiving dinner and you're walking around with the hors d'oeuvres are being passed and you step into a group of people that are angrily discussing the election?
Mm-hmm.
You are like, no thanks. You continue walking.
Sounds like white privilege to me.
Right. Well, Ken is, he might say it a little jokingly.
You're such an Esther.
Kenny. No.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney.
You're going to get a COVID?
How many have got the Godova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
What is it? Their demographic, right?
I love football. Highlight of Wiggy's burgeoning radio career yesterday when Cam Newton instantly knew that he was not only a local legend.
All right.
But a longtime New England football legend.
I'll take it.
How many people did you direct to the Cam Newton interview on the radio.com app so that they could hear Cam Newton talk about you?
Oh, I was telling
yesterday.
People all over the place, man. Go check it out.
He screen recorded that one segment and sent it to everybody, but they didn't realize it was a video, so they were like, why are you sending us a screenshot of the app?
Cam and I are boys now, you know what I mean? ATL's okay. My second right. home. Curtis knows that.
Yes, sir.
We down there, we can kick it.
That interview blew up unlike any interview I have ever heard at this radio station. That was everywhere.
In what way? I mean, I think because he said that he's not really playing for money. He's playing for respect. So
I mean, there were so many different answers that on their own would have been a huge story, but they were all in that 20-minute phone call because you had him saying that he doesn't need new receivers, the answers in the locker room.
Right, great answer.
You had him saying that he doesn't want money, that's his father taught him, that it's all about, you know, good things are not always financially driven.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just a great interview. I mean, I'm sure at some point Bill will destroy that, but right now
yes,
he is
correct.
Just a great interview. So, and we'll have some time this morning to get into the Cam Newton interview from yesterday if you didn't get to hear what he said. Of course, I'm sure we have to do a deep dive on the Celtics at some point this morning. Ken Laird.
Huge game tonight. Big ball night tonight.
Big game.
Oh, boy.
Big game one. Tonight. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day in about 40 minutes or so, around 6:45. We have a Karen report for Wiggy, which we can do at around 7:20 or so. And then speaking of your Boston Celtics, we will talk with Brian Scalabrine at 8:30 on this morning's show. So Scal will break down what the Celtics must do tonight in order to continue the series.
Yes.
Yes, what we must see. He will probably use the term we,
to
and I'm okay with that.
Tie the series up. Right. Yes. Yeah.
They got to tie it up.
Yeah.
But I think they can. I believe they can, Wiggy.
They're the better team on paper, but the question is what team shows up tonight.
Well, I know, and you've been down on the coach. I understand that, but we will talk with Scal about that at 8:30. If you'd like to be on this morning at any point, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And my daily reminder that you can listen to the show, obviously, on our various radio frequencies throughout New England, or if you cannot do that, then you can stream this program. And you can do that by utilizing the radio.com app, which you can download for free at any time. It's really easy to download. If you're like me and you have issues sometimes when it comes to not only finding your clicker, but utilizing your clicker when it comes to your television, then you might have problems. But it's really simple. Just text the letters APP to the text line, which is 37937, and you can go right from there and download the app, or you can stream us at WEEI.com.
This is The Lead.
Stumper? No. You haven't. I mean, it's 6:06 in the morning, so I'm struggling a little bit with that.
Struggling.
This is one of those that you know, but you don't know who it is.
Right.
Smash Mouth.
Right.
No. they were Sturgis.
What does the band name start with? What letter?
S.
S? Is that Stone Temple Pilots?
No.
Scorpion.
Slipknot. No.
Smithereens.
The Smithereens.
1992.
Yeah, you got me. Boom. Yeah, you got me. No, that was earlier than 1992,
really?
I think. That was like 1986 or 1987 or something like that.
1 for 3 this week for the Laird Band. But I nailed it again with a great column at WEI.com. The Cam Newton quotes that said it all. And you guys highlighted a couple of the key ones in there, but I would just like to contrast that answer that Cam Newton had about his receivers and the answers being in the locker room to what we heard from Tom Brady on the Howard Stern show in April, that the 180 in 5 months that the quarterback position has undertaken is stark. Here's what Brady said.
I would say, you know, I don't have any trust that this guy can, you know, help us, you know, win the game. I mean, I can definitely express my opinion to say, if you put him out there, I'm not going to throw him the ball.
He had an attitude toward his receivers. If you screw up, I am not throwing you the ball.
Yep.
Contrast that with Newton, the great unifier. I mean, that is a rock bottom quote from Brady. That's the worst I've ever heard from him in 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's an honest admission, but God, is that terrible. Look at Newton. It explains the vibe that you're talking about down there at Foxborough that has totally changed.
It absolutely does. And you heard, we don't have time right now, but we'll get into it this morning. You heard a couple of those guys yesterday express the feeling that they get from Cam Newton without directly referring to the previous guy.
Yes.
But I mean, I think it's clear that somebody who has confidence in them is helping them when it comes to feeling comfortable and like they ought to be there.
It's a little bit easier for them to play under the hand of Cam. Rather, or let's say under the arm of Cam.
How about the gentle
rather than the fist of Brady?
Yes. What about the gentle hand of Cam Newton?
That's pay per view. The fist of Brady.
What about the
sign me up.
Wiggy? Maybe would you say the gentle, soft hands of Cam Newton?
Yes, it's like wrapping around the shoulder. I got you, man.
Yes,
right.
And the rough fist, the rough angry fist of Tom Brady. The rough sad
fisting you in the buttocks.
The sometimes sad, sometimes angry fist of Tom Brady. I think you're right.
Yeah, you got to be built a certain way.
The Patriots finally have a quarterback who's wearing number one and putting the team number one, too.
Ooh.
I like it, Ken. Ooh. I like it.
So the media in Boston reminds me now of what Chris Matthews was when he first heard a speech from Barack Obama. It is absolutely insane, but I digress. The Patriots, in their first two games of last season, outscored their two opponents 76-3. They were 2-0, and they went on to win 12 games. This year, everybody before the season nationally sounded like Colin Cowherd.
This is not disputable. No functional tight end, no deep threat. The legendary offensive line coach is gone. Brady's out. Gronk's gone. It's bad. So I have him at 5-11.
So that was before the season. Now let's hear Colin Cowherd yesterday.
Cam has put his arms around the system. The system, Bill Belichick's put his arms around Cam. What a pleasure to watch. That's football. If that's the Cam Newton I get, he's a Patriot. He's not a rental player. That's a real NFL quarterback. I'm all in on this.
Now he's all in on the Patriots.
All in.
But I think most people are like, but that was prior to Cam. I was in the same boat.
That was when they had Cam. That was before the season.
Okay, so but I was prior to having Cam. I was 6-10 on the Stidham train. But
you think it's hypocritical, Curtis?
Well, I just think it's inaccurate. I think if you think this team is better without Tom Brady, then you think they're winning 13 or more games. And they're not going to win 13 or more games. So the fact is that people say they're better without him, and they go, yeah, they can go 10-6. Well, that would still be a two-loss decrease year to year without Brady.
Well, Foyer said, and we can ask him about this when he's on tomorrow, that they would be better without Brady, and they are better so far.
Well, there's one little sort of addendum you have to put to that. He said that when Stidham was going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's the difference.
So he can't really take so much credit for Cam Newton's
situation. That's the difference. That is the difference. Well, the NFL shows its hypocritical ways again, like we've seen before. We talked about this briefly yesterday, the three coaches that were fined. We'll add two more to the list. Sean Payton and John Gruden were both fined $100,000 for mask gate or not wearing your mask properly, which I think is so fraudulent when these guys, if you saw the video of John Gruden after the game in the locker room celebrating with his team without a mask on, and he's coaching these guys who don't wear masks on the sidelines. I think it's the NFL and doing what. And I think it's why a lot of people are, some people are out on the NFL because of the way that they operate. And it's like real hypocritical with the Kaepernick early on before the season. Now you got the whole mask thing to kind of placate into.
It is odd that when it comes to players being on the sidelines and not wearing a mask, you're going to find NFL coaches $100,000 for a mask violation.
And the team $250,000. Yeah, so basically it's a $350,000 whack for these owners. And I know they ain't going to like that. So hopefully it'll change.
Yeah, I agree with you, Wiggy.
Terrifying robot uprising update this morning. A team of researchers from the University of Helsinki has come up with a brain-computer link whereby this artificial intelligence model can take your thoughts and create images out of them.
Ooh. That could be a real problem for a lot of guys at work.
I agree. I agree 100%.
That could be very uncomfortable for me. And I'm certain for some women, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it takes whatever you're thinking about, and then it creates an image.
Right.
And then everybody knows that you're imagining your coworker in their underwear or whatever.
And does this image go straight to your straight to your boyfriend or girlfriend's phone?
Right. Yeah, if there's a malfunction.
What do you mean? You never imagine Wiggy in his underwear during the show?
Wiggy,
come on,
yes. Maybe you now with that new fresh haircut finally.
Ah, I finally got my haircut.
Looks good.
I mean, I'm working out without Greg. I mean, you haven't noticed?
Oh, really? Where?
Everybody fights, Danielle. I mean, you haven't noticed this? I took a boxing class
yesterday. I think Wiggy's officially replaced Dino as the biggest plug-ola payola offender.
On the old show, on our old show, it was LB.
LB. Right.
Oh, good. So it fits. So,
Wiggy is the black LB.
We need to start charging Wiggy every time he plugs everybody fights.
Well, I mean, I already pay to be here, so
I was going to say, that was his salary negotiation with Downstairs Show. He's like, I'll come in full-time if I can get three plugs a week.
Speaking of the robot uprising,
did
you see the gigantic robot that was introduced yesterday, which is like
building size.
It's like 60 feet tall.
Yeah, in Japan.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that's reminiscent of like a Godzilla movie. Mm.
The thing
it's
is
huge.
It's absolutely terrifying. Mm-hmm. We don't need that.
It's a literal transformer. It looks like Optimus Prime.
I'm just telling you, if you haven't seen it yet, and you're okay with, you know, not worrying about the future of mankind, take a look at this thing. It is absolutely horrifying.
It is
like
a
Will
transformer.
Fleming next to Castiglione.
It does look like an actual
Do you see that?
Does it?
You just look it up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we need Michael Bay sound effects when this thing starts walking down the street.
Like, if you were watching one of the Transformer movies and you happen to be on the set, like, man, they really went all out when they built it.
Yeah. All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Near as I can tell, here in Boston, we are still in a less than back to normal situation.
Correct.
Bars aren't open.
Nope.
In fact, you can't even sit at a bar and enjoy a meal.
Right.
Restaurants are not at full capacity.
Nope.
You can't go to any kind of a live music performance or watch a high school football game.
Nope.
You cannot, as 11 Northeastern University students learned, you cannot have more than 10 people indoors at a party, or as a guy in Winthrop learned, you can't have 30 people over to your house for a party.
You cannot see Dale outside.
So I thought it was odd yesterday when Mayor Walsh announced with much fanfare that the plastic bag ban in the city of Boston would resume on October 1st.
I'm announcing today that, barring any change in circumstances, the ban on plastic bags and the 5 cent fee will remain suspended until September 30th in the city of Boston, and starting October 1st. That gives stores the ability for the transition period to use the bags that they have currently in stock.
All right. Okay, Marty. Where are our priorities in the Commonwealth?
I thought the bags spread the virus.
Right.
So apparently protecting the earth is more important now than protecting people from the spread of the coronavirus.
Well, Greg, you obviously know why they're doing this. We've had a very chilly September. We've officially conquered global warming, and we can bring the plastic bags. I mean, it's absolutely insanity that this is being approved to go back into service.
Right, so now you're going to have to start paying 5 cents again for the pleasure of using a plastic bag to carry your groceries home. When are they going to allow us to start returning our bottles and our cans again? Because that was also spreading the virus.
I think you've been able to do that for a bit.
You haven't. Not at the grocery store I go to.
All right, Market Basket by me, the can.
They have a big-ass sign that says, "We apologize, you still can't return your bottles or your cans because you might spread the virus."
That's how cheap he is that he still returns cans. Well, that's why you get the Soda Stream.
I was like, what is this, 1988? You're still returning, trying to get that nickel for that can?
Yep.
Does he have to say City of Boston every time he talks about the city of Boston?
I mean, so just to be clear, we've been concerned for the last 4 or 5, 6 months about you touching a plastic bag and getting somebody else sick.
Right.
But now we're not so concerned about it anymore.
No,
correct.
All right. And that's so that we can start collecting that 5 cent plastic bag tax. That's what that's all
about.
It's a
fee.
It's a fee?
Yeah, 5 cents fee.
It's not a tax, it's a fee.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. All right.
It's a tax.
Well, there you have our suggestions for the lead this morning. Right now, Ken Laird and What is Trending.
Teddy Bruschi joins OMF this afternoon at 4:30. Now here's What's Trending on WEEI.
We could all use a little extra money. Find Mass Money, a free service of the state treasurer's office with over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours, Greg, at findmassmoney.com. Don't need to take those bottles and cans back. Just go to the website. Get it done.
Yes.
Celtics Heat game 4 tonight, 8:30 tip time. Seas are a favorite tonight, 3-point favorite. You guys ruled them out, though. You said down 2-0, the series over. Do you walk back those statements?
Well, no, you're not, Wiggy?
No.
I will. I mean, I will say this. Getting Gordon Hayward back was key. And the fact that he's had a bunch of extra days to rest up, because he was gassed at the end of that game, the fact that he's had a little bit of time to rest is a good sign for the Celtics tonight.
Well, let's see what happens when they, you know, tonight when Dragic and Jimmy Butler are not play like complete ass.
So yeah, I get where I think I get what you're saying, which is those guys were
best players.
Saturday they did not have their normal type games. Yes, you are correct about that.
Jason Tatum discussing having Hayward back and his son Deuce in the bowl.
It was great to have Gordon back out there. You know, play with that lineup. It's been a while. Obviously, we haven't gotten the opportunity to play with those five guys that much throughout the season. So just to have him back, just his presence on the court was extremely helpful, and it's been great having Deuce here. He's enjoying it. He's having a blast. He's having fun, so you know, I'm happy he's here to enjoy, share this moment with me.
Did you see that video making the rounds yesterday of Marcus Smart and Ennis trying to fight each other
at the pool?
I like that.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
No, I know you have to be careful, but I like the fact that they're addressing the locker room brawl thing and having fun with
it. The only thing
that video was missing was having the lifeguard looking at it.
And I don't think they were addressing that because it was Marcus Smart and Ennis Kanter. If it was Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown, okay, Cannon don't even get off the bench and play.
Did you read the tag for the video? Did you read what they wrote under the video? No, of course you didn't. You just looked at the video. You went to start.
Find out tonight if everybody's willing.
Read what it says. Read what it says. They're having fun with the fact that they got into a locker room brawl. That's what it was.
Okay.
Stop finding news stories from 8 years ago and sending those to us as if we should talk about them on the show like they just happened yesterday.
Well, they're on social media.
This is from eight years ago. This is why people believe that if you drink bleach, you won't get coronavirus because you don't click through on the headline.
Correct.
Check the date.
I mean,
Wiggy's like, I just found this great article from the. Have you guys heard of the website The Onion? This article looks legit.
Wiggy sent a text this morning saying we landed on the moon.
No, we didn't. Fake news.
He sent a link out this morning to a story about a guy who woke up in a bathtub full of ice, missing his liver.
And he said
that was a news story that we had to cover
on
the show.
Pops up
today.
On my timeline.
It said call 911 on his chest and lipstick.
And it says 2 seconds ago, it's got to be new.
Nuggets won a game against the Lakers last night. Big Jamal Murray finished, so it's 2-1 Lakers in that series. Big debut for Nick Pivetta in a Sox jersey last night. How about that performance, Curtis? 8 strikeouts over 5 innings, 1 run allowed. Nice job. Red Sox won at 8-3 at Fenway. 5 games left in the season. First pitch tonight, 7:30 on the Shaw's in Star Market. WEI Red Sox Radio Network. A bunch of clinchings as well. Braves and Dodgers won divisions. Indians are in. Cubs are in as well. Patriots begin on-field prep for the Vegas Raiders coming up today. It is the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Cam, there was a lot of talk last season and, early on preseason-wise about the weapons that this team has when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. Do you feel like you need another receiver? Would you like to see the Patriots do something when it comes to that position?
Man, I'll say this. The answers are in that locker room. Simple and plain. You know, we got Lil Bud, Toe Boy, Highway 11, and, you know, my germs. So we good to go. And let me rewind that. We have Jahmyr Bird, Nikhil Harry, Julian Edelman,
and Jacoby Myers.
That's my quarterback and Wiggy's quarterback on this show yesterday.
I still like OBJ in that locker room. Give him a nickname.
Well, who wouldn't like to see the Patriots add a receiver? However, when it comes to Cam Newton, I love the fact that he is putting it on those guys. Not only is he putting it on them, but he's also basically telling them, hey, I'm your leader. As Ken said during his lead this morning at the start of the show, completely different kind of attitude from this quarterback than you got from Tom Brady last season.
And maybe
the season before.
Yeah, but I think they're in two completely different positions.
The season before when they won a Super Bowl?
Okay, Curtis, then let's just stick with last season. Okay. Are you going to grant me that Tom Brady was gruntled about his receivers
for most of the season last year? He was gruntled, yet he still did something that no other quarterback in the history of the Patriots franchise has done, and that's win 12 games. What do you mean? He won 12 games last year while being gruntled. Oh, no other quarterback in the history of the franchise.
Well, one and done in the playoffs. Yes. You're going to ignore that fact?
quit on you think team. The Patriots this year are going 12-4, Ken?
I think there's a good chance they could go 12-4, 13-3. But I'm not jumping on.
By the way, everybody on the station thinks you're ridiculous when you say that they could go 12-4. I was listening during the afternoon show yesterday.
Uh-huh. And you're the one.
Glenn, Foye, Danielle, I heard that. Glenn, Foye, Maloney, they still want to talk about how this team is not as good as a lot of us think they are going to be.
Well, I'm basically making my opinion off of what I've seen. They could beat any team in the NFL. I think when you look at their schedule, their three hottest games are going to be San Francisco, Baltimore, and Kansas City. Every other game is winnable. So if you lose three more games,
they're going to win every winnable game?
I think every winnable game they can win.
Obviously.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why you don't look at this team, but anyways.
Curtis, stop deflecting and pivoting. Stick with what we are talking about, which is Ken's lead. And you wrote a column about this at WEEI.com today.
Yes, sir.
And that column is about the fact that this is a complete 180 when it comes to the attitude of the quarterback here in New England, correct?
Think about Jacoby Myers. If you're a rookie last year and Brady's lighting you up in that Houston game on the sideline saying, be faster, more explosive, do more, and then he's mouthing to McDaniels, I'm done with Dorsett or whoever he was talking about there. He's miserable when you're 8-0. Now you've got Cam Newton who is publicly supporting you. He's here for OTAs. He's working with you. Aren't you like totally a different motivated guy, employee of your Jacoby? You want to just do everything for this guy instead of being belittled on the sideline. It is so different.
The pressure's completely different, but they're both in different spaces in their careers. Tom Brady had been here forever, so it was any player coming in, this was Tom's house, right? This is how we do it in my house. This is the way we do things here. Now it's different. It's not Cam's house. Cam is now a visitor in this house. So he is now trying to be, hey, you know, Jacoby, Nikhil, he's trying to be this, you know, hey, this is not my house yet, so I need to be as nice as possible to these guys and make sure.
Is he a squatter?
Well, no, he's the new kid on the block, right?
Is there a whore in this house?
Oh.
If Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion are there,
but I understand all of this, and I think you guys are 100% right on Cam's demeanor. He is awesome. He's a better interview than Tom Brady. I never thought I'd say that about anything. He is spectacular on the show. I love him. He's an awesome guy. But Tom Brady was a dink, whatever he was on the sideline, for 20 years, and he won 6 Super Bowls. Bill Belichick is not exactly telling knock-knock jokes, and he's been the coach to win 6 Super Bowls. So this idea that everybody getting along means that they will now be successful, that flies in the face of reason.
Well, I mean, I think it's an age-old question, which is that when it comes to being a leader, do you get more with honey or do you get more with vinegar? You know, whatever the expression is. You like honey.
Well, I
like honey too.
And these days,
honey on toast is fantastic.
And these days, these players are too soft, so you gotta give them honey.
So you would say, Wiggy, that Pete Carroll's approach to coaching is better than Bill Belichick's?
No, I wouldn't
because
say.
Because he's full of
that's
honey.
Right. Coach. We're talking about the quarterback. Yeah. We're talking about a teammate on the field,
Curtis. Well, you're talking about honey, like on the sideline.
No, but I think with a lot of these players in 2020, and when you look at the receiving corps, besides Julian Edelman, they're all young players. So they need to be coddled. But Brady has won 6 Super Bowls. He's been to 9. He's more diligent on things that they do, and that's why he kind of rules with this iron fist, and a lot of these guys can't take that.
Well, let's listen to what 2 of those guys said yesterday, Bird and Harry. And by the way, the national media thought that Cam Newton was his nickname for Damir Bird was Little Butt.
Uh-huh.
he took to Twitter yesterday to clear up the fact that his nickname is Little Bud.
Bud.
Okay? Little Bud. Okay. Not Little Butt.
Okay.
Okay, pal.
Okay?
Greg is a little butt.
But, well, I think I have an okay butt.
You have no ass. You have great legs and nice hands and feet. Face is decent. You have no ass. We've gone over this.
Wow. Face is decent.
Yeah. It's very polite.
What are you calling me a butterface?
No, I'm saying you're a good-looking man.
You got great legs, so take that.
Yeah. I do have great gams.
You have really nice legs.
As the saying goes.
Greg, wouldn't you
great calves?
Greg, yes. Wouldn't you take a butterface as a compliment?
as opposed to a butter cake.
Oh yeah, I'm a butter on my face. Is what I am.
Well, hold. I would rephrase that.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. All right, but let's take a listen to Damir Bird asked about Cam Newton showing support for him on this show yesterday.
Always good to have trust from our quarterback. At the end of the day, as receivers, we just want to make him as comfortable as possible. And when he drops back, he has faith in every single one of us that he could trust us to come down with the ball. So it's really encouraging.
That's actually N'Keal Harry, Ken.
Sorry.
But I'll
get you Bird.
Damir Bird said essentially the same
thing. Right, but you got to understand. So now I think Bird is separate from the issue because he never played with Brady. So he doesn't kind of know what Brady is as a quarterback. N'Keal Harry, to me, that's more of a tell of how he's approaching this season. And this season is clearly going to be different for him because the quarterback he has has a different style of quarterback. He'll come over to the sidelines and he'll put his arm around you and say, you know, hey, it's okay. We need to do better. Where the other guy would, you know, we've seen them yelling and screaming at players on the sidelines, but they were at 2 different points in their career. Tom was already established, and Cam's trying to, you know, reestablish himself.
Okay, but how does it make you feel if you're a receiver and your quarterback says, I'm done with this guy. I'm not throwing to this guy.
Work harder.
How does it?
That's what it should make you feel. Is that part of the 100-year plan that NFL players have to be coddled?
Right.
Come on.
Right. And Danielle, you're right. But the players.
They do, though.
The players nowadays
are so sensitive. They're delicate, different genius.
They are different.
But
right?
I love how everybody in this town, with all of the 3 Games to Glory DVDs and the Patriots Super Bowl videos, when Brady would be screaming at his offensive players saying, laser focus, we got to be better, all that stuff. We loved that.
Right.
He said this is what makes him the greatest of all time is this unbelievable maniacal drive that he has to bring the best out of the people around him. So now all of a sudden that's bad. That's not successful. And Cam Newton, who's never won a damn thing, is sitting there saying that's the way you have to do it as a quarterback of the Patriots.
Well, it's a different approach, and maybe that's what will work for this group of receivers. Is it okay if we say that, Curtis?
I don't know.
Of course, it could be.
Or in today's NFL, period.
I don't know if it necessarily works, right? Because you got to ask yourself this question. If you treat guys that way and you're coddling them more, maybe they're not as laser focus because they're not concerned that somebody's going to jump on their ass. So, you know, it's if you know you kind of, if you know you do something wrong, but you know you're not really going to get in trouble as bad as you would if the person who's handing out the punishment is like a stickler. And so sometimes.
Downstairs versus upstairs, Joe.
And so maybe you look at that differently.
Wait, who's the bad guy?
We don't know.
You look at that differently, Danielle, where some guys might go, you know what? I know Cam's not going to jump ugly on me.
Right.
So, you know, all right, Cam, I'll get it next time. I'll get it next time. Whereas Brady, they know, might not throw you the football. So you got to be on your P's and Q's and make sure you're doing everything right. So sometimes that could be, a sticky situation if you're too relaxed on these guys.
I think some of it may have been what the expectation was about the kind of person that Cam Newton would be when he got here. I think a lot of people thought he was going to be a diva. And I think...
Yeah, you're right about that.
And so I think that he is surprised. He certainly surprised a lot of people the last 2 weeks on this show. Would you not say that he is a... I mean, he's a great interview.
Yes.
My God, the Patriots must love him, too. I mean, I know you said they might like tone him down a little bit, but how organizationally friendly has he been saying things? He's so likable, but yet he's got their back. He's such a team player. It's amazing.
And even what he's talking about with Belichick was so great, talking about how if they make the playoffs or accomplish something, I forget, that he
he's got an incentive in his contract in which if he hits a certain mark, he gets to dress Belichick.
That is
whatever way he wants to dress Belichick.
He's even giving Belichick a personality, which I thought was impossible.
But I think yesterday, certainly nationally, the story was that Cam Newton on this show said, because Wiggy was ad nauseum asking him about getting himself a new deal and making more money and being underpaid and all that, and he said that the money is going to come, but that's not what is most important to him.
That's the surprisingly but true and factual enough. If I do what I'm supposed to do, as I'm expecting to, that will not even be a topic of discussion here moving forward. And that's, like I said, you're talking to a person who, you know, money at this particular point in my career is not important.
You buy that? I do. I think I do.
A little bit. Not a lot. The money's still important. Like, he's not going to, if he has the year that I think he expects himself to have, that I expect him to have.
13-3 year.
Yeah, 13-3, 12-4. If he has that kind of year, he's not just going to say, all right, I'm going to take below market value, especially when I see. Because remember, his documentary is based off 86 days and nobody giving him the respect.
Wait, so Wiggy, he's saying that if he has that kind of year, the money obviously comes. It's not, he wants to win a Super Bowl.
Right.
That's what I got from that. I don't know. Am I pandering?
You are.
A little, yeah.
Ken, am I pandering?
No, I mean, he's made $122 million over his career. But why aren't more athletes like this? Another $5 million matter? He's going to make $7 million this year.
Why does Bob Kraft need an additional $5 million in his pocket?
Ken, you're saying another $5 million. You're that, like, so if it's another $5 million,
does that change his life bit?
No,
when he wakes up, is his life any different for an extra million here or there?
If it's another $15 million, right? So let's say you're saying $5 million. So what you're saying is Cam Newton's going to get $25 million next year from the Patriots. And where on the open market, he might be able to get 28, 29, 30 and go, okay, right, I'm going to take a little bit less. But if the Patriots are not willing to give him 20, and he knows he can get 28, 29, 30 on the open market, that's a significant difference.
Yes,
there.
That's fine. That is end of season. That's not right now. All I want to point out is I do believe him that he is not concerned with what he's making. He did this deal. He said, in fact, that he didn't even negotiate. During that interview yesterday, he said he didn't even negotiate on this deal. He basically said, what do you want to pay me, and let's get it
but
done.
But those are two different things.
Okay, he's saying to you, I am playing for one thing and one thing only. I'm not playing for money. I'm playing to win the Super Bowl.
I'm playing for respect.
But that's not mutually exclusive, Greg.
Right.
I mean, he knows if they play in the Super Bowl that he will be financially rewarded.
Right.
So if he accomplishes that goal.
I was trembling. I got chills yesterday when he said that. We have a guy here.
That was low blood sugar.
He just wants, wants to win. He wants to prop up his receivers. He doesn't want to tear him down.
Right, but you're separating
Greg. He's not mopey. He's gung-ho. There's a better vibe down there. I can feel it. Can you feel a better vibe down there, Curtis?
It is a spectacular vibe.
Let me ask you this, Curtis. Who is going to have a better week this week, Tom Brady or Cam Newton?
Tom Brady.
Statistically.
Statistically, he's playing against a injury-rattled Denver Broncos team. I think he puts up big numbers at Mile High.
Wiggy, who had a better passer rating last week?
Newton.
Yes, correct. What do you think? Who's going to have a better game last week? Brady was like 29th out of 34 in the NFL on Sunday when it came
who's
to passer
gonna
rating.
Who's going to have a better game? Statistically, I'm going to go with Cam Newton.
Okay.
Because I still think that for whatever.
By the way, I smell a bet.
Ooh. Oh, right.
So oh, he's boy. Already, he hasn't paid up on like three bets with me.
No, I told you, I would take you out to dinner. Once the restaurants open back up and
they're open. They're
Marty
open.
Walsh lets us inside, we can go.
Not only Burger King isn't really a restaurant.
Listen, not only are the restaurants open,
is a good one.
Not only are the restaurants open, but the plastic bag ban is back right. on. 5 cents per plastic bag. That's the mayor.
Yeah, well, 5 cents. I think you are pandering a little bit.
No, I'm not.
Because you're trying to separate the two where his only concern is about winning and the respect, which I think that's probably 90% of his main focus right now. And he was willing to play on whatever they were willing to give him. Because
he showed you. But he showed you that it's not about. He's already showed you that it's not about the money.
But, Greg, we're talking about moving forward.
I'm not talking. No, Cam's talking about right now. He showed you already that it wasn't about
right,
the money.
It's not about the money now because he bet on himself, right? So that's why it's not about
the
money.
I have a bet. The loser, meaning the quarterback that has a lower passer rating on Sunday, whether it's Cam or Brady, whoever, if it's Cam, it's Wiggy. If it's Brady, it's me, has to hold their breath for the entirety of Belichick's pauses.
Somebody will die. No, that is irresponsible.
We're going to have to do better than that. All right.
Yes. My wind is not there yet. I am in cardio shape for that.
Okay. Cardio beats?
Still to come this morning, we will get to Wiggy's favorite part of the show, and it's not the Cam Newton contract negotiations. It's the Karen report. We'll do that at 7:20. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk with Brian Scalabrine about tonight's Celtics game at 8:30. But next, we'll get to the dumbest of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Former Boston Celtic Brian Scalabrine will join us at 8:30 this morning to talk about tonight's game. And you can stream our interview with Scal at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app. And Curtis, he is a former Boston Celtic, even though he still says we when it comes to the games.
Well,
all right?
Hope he gives the guys a nice little pep talk tonight. I thought he wasn't going to come on after last week. I thought he was a little owly with me.
Oh, wow.
Well, Wiggy doesn't have much faith in the Celtics.
No, I didn't say that. You just don't twist words. I said that I need to see them be able to play like the way they played, where everybody out here is kumbaya with everybody. Everybody knows their roles. Everybody knows, hey, I'm going to defer to this guy at the end. Let him take the shot. I don't need to get mine. I want to see them do that when the Miami Heat's two best players are not playing like crap and they're in a game where maybe they're down by a few points or it's one of those close games. What we've seen them play two out of the three games that they've played and them not have an issue.
But they have had in this series so far significant leads.
Right.
Well into the third and fourth quarters. And so all they need to do is to hang on, you know, as long as they get those leads, hang on to those leads.
But they can't. They haven't been able to hang on to them.
But would you at least agree that if you tie this thing up tonight because you're in the bubble, it's a brand new series.
Well, if you tie it up, you take back the control that I think Miami has right now. If you tie this series up, you take that back, and Miami starts to look and go, wait a second, every game that they've played in, they've been double-digit leads. We've been able to cut back into them, and they almost cut back into it in game three, but the Celtics were able to hold on. And now Miami goes, well, it seems like they're playing better and they're trying to figure things out. Maybe they don't give up those double-digit leads, and we never get a chance to cut back into it. So you take any momentum that Miami has right now, if you lose this game tonight, I think it's gone and it goes back to the Celtics.
I hope Gordon Hayward has not shaved. I hope the stash is still intact, because that can be a rallying cry for
Agree.
This team, I think.
Agree.
What are you not shaving that?
How do you feel about it? What?
Oh, sorry, good.
What? How do you feel about it, Danielle?
I don't mind
when
it
comes to guys and
you
and
like
facial
that
hair.
Look? You like that, like, some pedophile, guy. Porn star well, I mean, look?
It's, what? It's more of a porn star. It's not, yeah, it's not a pedophile
I find guys with just mustaches look creepy. Look real creepy.
Well, Tom Selleck never looked creepy.
Oh, that was 1985, Danielle.
Right. Yeah, I don't mind. I feel like Hayward can pull it off. Not a lot of guys can pull off that look. Because I do agree, you get the, you know, you look, you're like, that guy's got a kid in his trunk.
Right.
When Mutt had the mustache, I swear, I think the cops were called on him 10 times.
Yeah.
It's just like a creepy
but
look.
Some dudes can pull it off, and it looks decent.
Really?
It looks good. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't mind it on him.
Tom Selleck might be the only guy who can get away with it because he's had it for 40 years.
Mm-hmm. What about Ordway?
Nah, it's creepy.
That just gets crumbs stuck in it.
Yeah, it's this creepy look.
He has some Gruyere from his French onion soup last night.
That is the best when you're dining with someone that has facial hair and you're like, you have cheese in your beard?
He's right there.
Well, you should have. You should if you know you're eating, like, you know, finger foods. And you're right. You should every. So,
Wiggy, some people don't care. He's right here. I don't want him to hear, but some, like, people don't care.
Every 45 seconds, you should be thinking, let me wipe my mouth.
Yeah, let me swipe.
Just
but you're not thinking about that. You're thinking about eating.
Yeah, the food.
That's what I'm thinking.
You got
about.
A beard. Like, you should be, especially if you have a beard, you should be thinking, you know, every 45 seconds, let me just wipe, you know, get the
Greg
nap.
Greg has a half a chicken tender in his beard. I'm saving that for later, boys.
All the granola crumbs on your beard from, you know.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Is that Kona crust on your face? What is that?
All right. Well, anyway, Celtics 8:30 tonight.
Oh, what the hell?
Is it 8:30?
Yeah, it's 8:30.
Damn, yes. I thought I was hoping it was 6:30.
I know.
Nope, 8:30, baby.
6:30.
Yeah, well, it's been 6:30 for
Let's just do it at noon. F it.
I'm okay, though. I'm done with the Challenger documentary, which was fantastic.
Awesome.
Did you enjoy the whole thing?
Yeah, it's excellent.
That's what
Curtis
said.
Great recommendation by you.
Thank you.
The most one of the most interesting things was that the kid who starred in The Christmas Story was in it.
I know.
And became like an adult space travel fan, which is weird. It's like he ran like some
totality.
He ran like some kids in space club or something. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The kid in
yes.
The Christmas Story.
Yes.
The greatest Christmas film of all time.
The one you're going to shoot your eye out.
Yes, yeah. And he became like some sort, not only was he like a kid who was, you know, fascinated by space travel, mm-hmm. but he became a young adult who was fascinated by space travel, which is like Ken, who is an adult that loves to go to Disney,
well,
which is the most
cut,
creepiest,
yeah.
That's the most creepiest Including thing in the world.
The NASA simulator. But so why is he in it, though? Is he like Wiggy and the Aaron Hernandez? He's just, there's no place there?
Well, he was there. He was there for the Space Shuttle Challenger launch and the explosion. So.
Oh, wow.
And Wiggy was also in the Challenger documentary.
Yes. I was alive during that time. I knew what was going on.
Kristen McAuliffe.
I knew what was going on.
By the way, I watched the trailer for the documentary you mentioned yesterday, the Chris Watts, True Crime.
Yeah.
Looks awesome.
Murder in American Murder, I think, is what it's called. It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love your docs, man.
It premieres next week. I love documentaries. I don't know what it is. I just love, especially true crime ones. All right. We have got to get to this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses.
People are so dumb.
Well, a lot of dumb things said in this country every day, but right now, Chris Curtis is going to tell you what the dumbest was yesterday.
Lots of choices, but this one's pretty good. A Karen called 911 to report that her neighbors were having a, quote, rowdy pool party.
Where was this?
It does not say in this story here where this was located.
Okay.
But I will get to that after the audio plays. And when the police arrived, this seems like a very similar 311 type of call.
Mm-hmm.
But when the police arrived, they just saw a family in a pool. Oh. Let's hear what the cops had to say.
And the cops were laughing. They were like, "No, we got a call about a rowdy pool party, and we were expecting a bunch of teenagers with a real pool, and like, you know, cannonballing and yelling with loud music and whatnot." And this was it. This was the rowdy pool party.
That was in California.
At Dublin, California.
We're losing our mind.
I mean,
unbelievable.
She was utilizing an abundance of caution. Is that what was going on?
Maybe there's a certain limit of how many people you can have in your own backyard to go swimming.
And I neglected to mention the person that called 911 was Alyssa Milano.
How ridiculous.
Why would she want to call 911?
Excuse me. The video showing the police presence in her neighborhood after the defund the police, Alyssa Milano calls 911. To report shots fired and it's a kid shooting squirrels. There must have been like 50 cruisers.
Yes, for those who may have missed that yesterday, Alyssa Milano, who is a big advocate for defunding the police,
I love this one.
Saw what she thought was in some kind of an armed intruder on her massive Hollywood property and alerted the authorities. They sent the multiple SWAT teams, some kind of a airborne law enforcement helicopter or some such thing. And turns out that it was just a young boy who was out there shooting squirrels.
That kid. Serial killer.
They should have arrested that kid for shooting squirrels.
It's always those people, Ken. Defund the police and then they need them.
Ken, don't you think she is probably happy that the police were not defunded at the time that she needed them yesterday?
Again, we're taking defund the police well out of context. It doesn't mean cancel all police officers.
It just reassign them.
It means remove their funding, but they'll work for free.
Reassign the funding to certain areas.
All right. We are going to get to the, speaking of Karens, we are going to get to the Karen report in about 20 minutes at 7:20. And then at 8:30 on today's show, we'll be joined by Brian Scalabrine from Radio.com, former Boston Celtic, to talk about tonight's game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.